as I was out walking for pleasure one day, for sweet recreation to pass time away. As I sit amusing myself on the grass, oh, who could I spy but a fandom at last? She came sit down beside me, and taking my hand, saying, "You are a stranger and in a strange land. But if you will follow, you're welcome to go and dwell in the cottage, which I call it my home." The sun was far sinking, all over the sea, as I wandered along with my pretty Mohi. Together did wander, together did roll, till we came to the cottage in the coconut grove. Then this kind expression she made unto me, "If you will consent, sir, and stay here with me, and go no more roving aboard the salt sea, I will teach you the language of the little Mohi. Oh, no, my fair maiden, that never could be, for I have a true lover in my own country. I will never forsake her, for I know she loves me. Her heart is as true as a little Mohi." It was early one morning, a morning in May, when to this fair maiden these words I did say, "I'm going to leave you, so farewell, my dear. My ship sails are spreading, and home I must steer.